Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with us because we got Brad Huskin back on the line. Brad is a long time, actually he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust way back into 98 when we first found him, and we have not let him get away. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also Munchies for Salespeople, and one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, in the galaxy, that's really amazing.
Hey, you didn't know you got promoted, did you?
I didn't know I outside of the solar system.
Hey, listen, hey, Brad, who loves you?
That's exactly right.
Hey, Brad, one of the things I know that you do, you travel around the country, working with small business owners, and you see what they're doing. You see the good, the bad, and the ugly out there. They have you come in to help them, and there are two main areas for small business owners to think about in terms of executing their marketing, their sales strategy. One of them is actually doing it, and the other is the management of the doing it. And I think a lot of companies, it's not that unintuitive. It's pretty intuitive for companies to learn how to sell their stuff. But I think for a lot of small owners, it's not so intuitive to manage that sales activity. What do you think?
Well, I think that the sales manager of any organization is probably the most important or most influential person where it comes to the success or failure of that organization, because they're really the coach and not the one that's out there on the front lines, or they should be the ones out there that are helping the people to be successful and to reach their full potential and those kinds of things.
Right. Well, and that's a really important assignment. But the mistakes that I see making, and I'd like your thoughts on this, the mistakes that I've seen over the years people making is, number one, not the fact that they need a sales manager, and number two, putting the wrong person in that job, meaning taking their best salesperson and thinking that makes them a then I guess number three, as I think about it, is not giving that person the right assignment. In other words, making a sales manager somebody, but making them manage a territory too.
Well, and that's exactly right. The biggest mistake that people make is they take their best salesperson and make them the sales manager. Just because they're a great salesperson doesn't mean they're going to be a great manager.
It's more than likely, most of the time, it's the opposite, isn't it?
Far too often, it is just the opposite.
Because managers have to manage, they have to do details, they got paperwork. Typically, your best salesperson is not a good paperwork guy, right?
Right. Yeah, and I'm not saying salespeople don't make good managers, but one of the biggest problems is that nobody's training anybody on how to be the sales
right.
manager. And so they throw cave of wolves, and they're getting eaten alive, so to speak. And my definition of a true sales manager is one that provides knowledge, leadership, training, incentives, and consequences in order to recruit, hire, and develop and maintain a successful sales staff.
Right.
And if you just break down the sentence, I mean, there's lots and lots of important
lots
words
of stuff.
that are mixed in there that we can talk about.
Well, and if they do those things, they don't have time to work a territory.
No, they don't. It's a full-time job just managing the sales staff that they have. Of course, that depends on the number of people. If they're
right.
managing one person, then maybe they can have a territory at the same time. But if there's three or four or five people that they're trying to manage, yeah, that's a full-time job. No question about it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, management takes thinking. If you're going to be a manager, you got to think about things. Managers are not only involved in the moment; they're involved in the moments. They've got to decide what the moments to come are supposed to look like, and how to deal with that, right?
Exactly. And one of the biggest issues that I see is that they're managing based on opinions and not based on factual.
Whose opinion?
That's where they really get in trouble. Is if you say to one of your salespeople, "I think."
So how do you reconcile that?
Well, you get them managed based on. Knowing what someone's closing ratio is, for example.
Right, right.
Monumental. And
that's huge. Hold on to that thought, Brad. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to talk to us about some of these elements that he identified as key markers, key responsibilities of a successful professional sales manager. Brad, give us the website.
It's www.iastraining.com.
That's where you can find his books, too, and Brad Huskin and all his stuff. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Goes wrong, you have to go on and pull it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.